You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, to your homes, into your the way of Cypress audience by the radio station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Made it possible for us to come in to your living rooms, come into your cars, just however you're tuning in the way of Cypress audience. We're grateful for you. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're faced with, it's a time for your miracle. Come up, come across, come out, come through, and watch God do it again for you. Again, we're grateful to you this morning. We're grateful. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you now that you have woke us up early this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs and the blood running warm in our veins. And Father, we thank you that you have started us on our way today, God. We ask you to look on the sick and shut in, God. Cover them right now, Father. Heal, deliver, and set free. Most of all, God, let somebody come to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved? Let somebody repent of their sin and come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're glad. We're so glad this morning to be here. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he's getting ready to do. No matter what it looks like, again, no matter what you're in, it's time for your miracle. Come up, come cross, come out, come through, and watch God do what? Deliver you again, set you free. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm so grateful. Listen, I want you to know we have been in a powerful pack revival. It was a 911 clarion call, amen, that God has called this revival. It was for four nights. And I'm telling you, I don't know what God is going to do, what God is up to, but we're going to pursue and follow after what God is doing in this time and in this region at this time. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. My son and daughter is here. Amen. Pastor Jamal. Amen. And prophetess Carissa. Amen. They've been in the revival, conducting revival. And I'm telling you, God has been moving every night. Every night. Started from Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Slim up until Thursday night. And tonight, we don't know. I don't know. It may be what you call held over. I'm just saying what God is up to, and we're going to do exactly what God said he's going to do. We're grateful for all of you, Lady Watkins, my wife, to our church mother, amen, Mother Brown, to all the prophets and evangelists there, and everybody that make up the congregation. Listen, I'm getting ready to bring my son them on. Amen. I'm telling you, God is going to do something within this few minutes we have here. God is getting ready to do something. You need to call somebody. You need to wake up somebody and let them know. Turn on your radio. What station is it? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Wake somebody up. Tag somebody. Let them know. It's about time for your miracle. My son is coming around. Amen. And the prophet is coming around. Amen. And we're finna go. We're finna take off. Come on, son. Come on,
praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord, everybody. We're praise here. Him. Amen. We are excited about being
yes.
here on today. And we want to let y'all know that the revival is on fire.
Yes.
It was a 911 clarion call. And people don't understand this what revival really is.
Yes.
Revival isn't planned. But revival is a movement. Revival is an experience.
Hallelujah.
And we've been having an experience since Tuesday night. And God has been showing himself mighty in the place. Deliverance
yes.
is in the place. Healing, breakthrough is in the place. So I urge you to get there to revival
on
this week, because God is doing something.
Yes.
God is doing something mighty. And we don't want you to miss out.
If
you haven't made it this far, I urge you to make it.
Yes.
Make it on tonight. Make it on tonight. And amen, my wife. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, everyone. Bless you. Yes, I am in agreement. You have been pondering. You're wondering, you know, how am I going to come out of this? You're feeling discouraged. You don't see the end of it, but we just want you to just come in the building so we can fellowship together, most of all, touch and agree, because this that looks as if it is impossible, God
Hallelujah.
Is about to show you that all things are possible through him.
Yes.
All things are possible. A lot of times we think of possibilities and probabilities to where it can become a high number. So many different ways, so many different areas how to go about it. But when you realize that Jesus, all things are possible with him, that means that there is one way, only one way, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And when we once we tap into that faith, then we can do anything they put our mind to.
That's it.
Anything.
That's it. You know, you said something on Tuesday night, but one of the nights when you ministered, you talked about the faith and when Jesus spoke to the fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so amazing, because when you operating faith and you begin to speak the word of God, you automatically get results.
That's it.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
It springs forth the minute you put that word out there.
That's
what we have to realize as believers. When Jesus said, no man would eat beast after this day, because he had cursed the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the tree had to obey what the word said.
Uh-huh.
It died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately. Come on, let's go. Yep. Let's work with it.
They went back. They said, well, Rabbi, look at this. The tree you cursed has withered away. Like I said, it got cut off at the root.
Yes.
Because it was not producing fruit. And just like us in our lives, it's important for us to produce, because we are entering a season. I believe I said this on Tuesday. We're entering a season with instant results. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, because Jesus was expecting something from the tree, it ought to produce, like I said, be instant in season and out of season. And we have to be like that in this season, to where
we are
ready.
Yes.
For whatever. Like I said, we're ready for whatever. We're ready to withstand. We're ready to produce, because it's all in our production.
Yes.
The blessing is in the production.
Yes.
Blessing is in the production. So without faith, and then Jesus comes back and he says to the disciples, he says, you can do the same thing. I'm paraphrasing now. When you pray to me and believe in your heart and have no doubt, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, then the mountain have to move.
Yes.
How many of us are using that same authority that Jesus has given us to those things in our lives that appear to be mountains, to those things in our lives that appear to not live, to those things in our life that appear to be dying? When we have the faith enough to speak it out of our mouth, it's going to happen.
That's it.
Right, but our mind have to line up.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we're not speaking by faith and anxious for results.
Uh-huh.
In the space to where we are overthinking it, or Lord, you said if I speak it, it's going to be in that manner and that attitude, but having the mindset of, I believe by faith and not by what my eyes see, but I believe by faith. My faith is going to change what my eyes see right now. So you have to be in that moment, that space where your mind is in alignment with the word of God. You're believing with your mind, you're believing in your heart to see faith feel results. We serve a big God. So he gives us big results. Big God, big results.
Yes. it. So it faith working by love. Mm-hmm. And it came back. Then you came back, prophetess, on what that Wednesday night.
Yes.
And you talked about the heart.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So when you're operating in faith, mm-hmm. your heart has to be circumcised.
That's right.
Uh-huh. It has to be clean. That's right. In order for faith to really work.
That's it. Faith and filth don't mix. Mm-hmm. You can't have faith and be filthy. So you have to be sure that your hands are clean, as your hands and your heart is clean, to be able to see the fruit of your faith be produced.
That's it. That's it. We can be speaking the word and we can have faith, but if our heart is not right.
Yes.
Yeah.
If our heart is not lining up with the words.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And lining up with the faith, mm-hmm. it's going to be null and void.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because he deals with the heart.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And people get angry at God stating that, oh, well, God, you said, or you said you were going to do this, or you said that you were going to do that, instead of self-reflecting, why
yes.
is there a delay?
Yes.
What is going on? What am I not doing? Is my faith weary and out right now? Am I doubting you? What am I doing? Is there something? Is there unforgiveness in my heart?
Yes.
Am I really having battles within myself that's causing me not to be able to see my faith produce? What is it about me? It's a lot of times that we are pointing the finger and saying this person did this, this person did that. However, we're not self-reflecting, so
Come
we
on.
Have mm-hmm. to deal with our yeah. heart. No matter what your sister have done to you, no matter what your uncle has done to you, no matter what your great-great-grandmother have done to you, you have to get into a place to where, you know, I need something from God. And in order for me to be able to obtain it, I have to make sure that I'm clean in every area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In every area. We have to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses of why you are this way or why you are that way. And then you're blaming God, saying, well, I'm not going to church anymore. Or I'm not listening to the prophet. I'm not listening to the pastor. I'm not listening to the teacher. I'm not listening to the evangelist no more, because what they told me, I don't see the results of that. I don't see the results. It's not that they were not telling the truth. However, it's some things that you have to do, and you are responsible for the prophecy to come forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing you said, faith and filth doesn't mix. Then you start talking about the heart, and it came to me, faith and fart doesn't mix. Mm-hmm. We have to be close to God. That's why the Bible said, men honor me with their lips, but their heart is far
yes.
away from me.
Yes.
So Come we on. Have to draw near to God. Our yes. heart have to draw near to God.
Yes.
So like you said, we have to be at that place that we have to get closer to him. And the closer we get to him, the more our faith will ignite. The closer we get to him, everything that's not like him will fall off. The closer we get to him, to where it's like a mirror, to where it reflects back on ourselves.
Yes.
That's why we have to get to a place, because the Bible said without faith it's impossible mm-hmm. to please him. So when you get to that close, like the Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
So what does that mean? A lot of people thought that meant that God may have loved David more than anybody else. But what that mean was that David was at a place to say, I'm going to do anything I can to please God. I'm
yes.
after his love. Yes. I'm after his heart. I'm after something that he can be pleased with me. So no matter what David did, he always kept a spirit of humility and a heart of repentance.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's when we have to get to that place to where we have to say, you know what, whatever it takes, we want to please God in our
yeah.
every all in our living, in our giving, in our everyday life. We want to please God, and when we do please God, the Bible says delight ourselves in Him, mm-hmm. meaning that delight ourselves. That translation meaning that if we please God well,
yes.
He will give us the desires of our own hearts.
Yeah. That's it. And that's when you're saying something so profound today and all this week is the matter of the heart.
That's
yes,
right.
yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, because like I say, faith working by love.
Mm-hmm.
And where the love come from? Your heart.
Yes,
uh-huh. The Bible says in Psalms, O Lord, who shall abide in that tabernacle?
Mm-hmm.
O Lord, who shall dwell in that holy hill?
Mm-hmm.
He that has clean hands mm-hmm. and a pure heart.
That's it.
And that it predicates on when you use the word of God and you use faith, if your heart is not right.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
it. Makes not that faith don't work. Mm-hmm. Not that the word don't work. Mm-hmm. But if your heart is right, your hands are pure, and you're wishing up your truth, it makes the word of God spring forth.
That's yes. it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It makes the word faith just comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
See, because mm-hmm. when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he spoke to it because the simple reason, a lot of people say, well, it wasn't time for the figs. Mm-hmm. According to the scripture, when it opened up.
Right.
It mm-hmm. said for the yet time, it was not time for the figs.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You said something there. Be instant in.
In
season. Be instant in season and out of season.
Yeah, yeah.
The word of God is always in season.
In yeah. season. Always.
No matter what we're going through with.
Uh-huh.
The word of God is always in season.
That's
yes,
it.
Then yes. you came back last night, oh my God, mm-hmm. and spoke about the pool of Bethesda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Whosoever jumped in the water,
uh-huh.
when yeah. the angel came down to what? Trouble, uh-huh. the mm-hmm. stir of the water, he uh-huh. said they were made whole.
Whole.
See the word there, whole.
Yeah.
It's no more half.
Uh-huh.
We're saying the body of Christ, well, God did this, but I still got this.
Uh-huh.
He made the man whole.
You don't do a half job.
Complete. Complete. Mm-hmm. Even though he was making excuses.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
I have no one to put me in the water.
Uh-huh.
Every time the angel come down to trouble, somebody jumped before me.
Yes.
The
yes.
word is always springing forth.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. we have to do what? Operate and make sure our heart is right.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Because when the word comes to do. The word yes. comes to cleanse.
Yes.
He said, you are clean through the word,
mm.
which is I have spoken unto you. So therefore, whosoever jump in here today, whosoever hear this word today, you could be made whole of anything.
That's yes, right. Yes. That's right. And I was, as you kept talking about season, I was thinking about different foods
yeah.
That we have. And you're not gonna put the same season on all your food. There are yeah. different foods that you want to taste a certain way, so you apply certain seasons to that mm. food so you can get that taste that you desire for that dish. And the same thing with the word of the Lord, where he gives us an outline. We have an outline, and we can apply the word as season to our situations.
Mm. Yes.
We can apply that season of that word to our situation so we don't have to be where we are. Take it and apply it so
yes.
you can see what God can do concerning that situation, concerning that circumstance. Men and women of God, you don't have to be where you are. The time is now for you to come out of that pit. The time is now for you to come out of that place. How do I get closer to God?
Yes.
What
yes.
do I do? How do I get to this place? Because I've been in this place for so long. How do I get out of here? How do I draw closer to him? It's mm-hmm. within that intimate time, that time that you have with him where you are worshiping, where you are praising, where you are just having that time where you are meditating on his word day and night. That is how you get closer to him, having that intimate time with him, to where everything else, where everything else does not matter right now. I have to yield myself to the spirit of the Lord because uh-huh. I'm ready to get out of this place.
Yes, yes. Amen. When you said it talking about seasons, and you said how the word of God like a season, and when we have, once we have the word of God inside of us, we become seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it said we are the salt of the earth.
Yes.
If we lose our flavor, if we lose our savor, then we're no longer good. We're the light of the world. So mm-hmm. we are the season. And get back to that place to where the matters of the heart, once we do not step into the place, once we do not have that word, we become like the impotent man or
yes.
the lame man, to where that we're incomplete. That's
yes.
what impotent means, incomplete or unable to do or unable to move or at a standstill, the impotency in our lives when we don't have the word of God to carry us through even the toughest times in our lives. Mm-hmm. Only thing we need is a word.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Only thing we need, one word to change our whole situation.
Yes.
The word that Jesus gave to the man was rise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Take up your bed and walk.
Absolutely.
Listen, let me jump in here right quick. Well, we're going to take some phone calls. We want to take some phone calls. We can touch and agree with you. We could pray for you, and we could believe with you. The number to the radio station you can call in is area code 321-632-1000. Oh, I haven't forgot it. 632-1000. Area code 321. Call in. Call in, and we'll touch and agree, and we'll pray for you as we're talking and discussing the word of God. He said, arise. I know where we left off at. Call in. We're waiting on your calls. Arise. Anytime when God speaks a word to you like that, you got to come out of the circumstances and the situation that you're in.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, pick up your bed and walk.
Mm-hmm. Get from around familiarity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to get from around familiarity. If you are in a place where you are so distressed and you're hanging around people that's distressed, you will not see your freedom because you're still lingering around familiarity. So you have to pick up your bed and proceed and walk. Get out of that familiar place.
Yes, yeah. Get out of that. Get off that surrounding. Mm. And you said something so profound. I mean, when people, when you're dependent on people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they know you can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. They'll bring you to a place, and they'll try to go forward.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. And leave you stagnant.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I can't take you no further. I'm gonna just leave you right here. Yeah. I'm getting a little weak. I don't carry you all this way. I'm getting a little weak. I don't push you all this way. I don't encourage you all this way. But now it's time for me to get what I need. I need to get. And when you're depending on flesh have the ability to drop you. However, when you lean and depend on God, he say, I would never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
And he will carry you through it.
Yes.
He will carry you through it if you allow him to be the carrier.
Mm-hmm. You got to allow him to do it. You got to allow him to do it. We still can take your phone calls while we got a few minutes. If you need a prayer, and call in, touch and agree, we'll pray with you. You may be out there and you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins. This is what it's all about. You can pick up your bed today. Arise and walk.
Arise.
Again, the number, area code is 321-632-1000.
Yeah.
Call in for prayer today. It's time for your miracle.
That's it.
Amen. I'm about to say, even I touched on it last night, and I'm going to touch on it again because I see a comment here on Facebook Live where Prophetess Mixon said, we have been carrying, what been carrying us, we now have the strength to carry it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the only thing we need is one word.
One word.
And God will give us the strength
to
carry what has been carrying us or what have been we have been dependent on.
Mm-hmm.
God will give us the strength to carry it.
Mm-hmm. And do we not know, like the word of God says, the word of God is so powerful,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Quick,
mm-hmm.
and sharp, and in a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going in, wait now, mm-hmm. going in mm-hmm. to what?
The mm-hmm. heart.
The heart, mm-hmm. the son of the marrow, and get into the uh-huh. bone. It goes in there, and it removes whatever is trying to hinder us.
Yeah.
It's a heart cleanser.
We got to use the word of God.
That's it.
What the Bible said, thy word that I have hidden in my heart, uh-huh. that I might not sin against thee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That I might not sin against thee. Mm-hmm. That I might not sin. Listen, we're waiting on your calls. You can call in while we're talking. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I'd pick up that phone and I'd begin to call in. Mm-hmm. If you need prayer, come on, I'll pick up the phone right now. Some of you may be at work and can't pick up the phone. But if you're not working and you're home, guess what? Pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Because we are touch and agree. Because the word say, any two, touch and agree.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's in the midst of mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. His word is predicate. His word is dunamis. Mm-hmm. His word, you can depend on his word when we can't depend on nothing else.
That's it.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it. And as you...
4 minutes.
As you were saying that, you know, we have the ability and the strength to carry. And a lot of people have to realize that you determine how you handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You determine. You never allow, don't allow yourself to be in a place to where the situation handles you. You have the ability. The situation is at hand, but it don't have me. I have it.
Yes.
I have control over this situation. I have control over this circumstance, and I will not allow it to overpower me, because it does not have enough power to dominate me. It does not have enough power to control me. It does not have enough power to alter me, to no longer believe in what I know that's right.
Yes. I'm gonna say one more other thing, too, about talking back about that. I'm stuck on an impotent man, but we touched on last night. But once he picked it up, once he had the power to pick it up, he moved on.
Yes.
It's time for us to move on. It's time for us to close those doors to what's around us. It's time for us to close those doors to what used to have us bound. It's time for us to close those doors to those areas that kept us sitting at the pool. It's time for us to close those doors to those friends that don't mean us any good. It's time for us to close those doors to those relationships that's only destroying us and people that are using us.
Yes.
It's time for us to close those doors. Close it. It's time for us to move on. It's time to move on. It's time for something new. It's time for newness.
Mm-hmm.
Been going around that same mountain long enough.
Now, because who the sun set free? It's free indeed.
No deeds to it.
And then what he says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. That's why we say when God does something, he does it completely. So what did he tell the woman that supposed had got caught in adultery? He never said she did.
That's it.
But I got 2 minutes on, we got to talk about tonight. He never said that she did, but he told her to go and sin
no more.
Sin no more. Come on, talk about tonight. What's going to happen? We got 2 minutes left on this air. Oh, my
God. Yeah, baby. I said, tonight's going to be a wonderful. I'm telling y'all, if y'all missed it, God has been moving all week.
All week.
And I'm telling you, y'all don't want to miss tonight. Y'all don't miss tonight. I believe God is going to, and his glory has been coming down like never before. I'm telling you, it was a great experience. God has ignited our faith. Healing, deliverance.
That's it.
In the place, I'm talking about breakthroughs.
That's it.
Chains broken. Come on, God, come on. Some y'all come on, talk about it, because I can go on for
I mean, even on last night, all week long, and I mean, they were coming through, and God was just really touching the people of God, where the young ones were crying out, young ones were crying out, and they were getting filled with the Holy Ghost, and demons were, people were being delivered and set free from things they never thought that they would be free from.
1 minute, pray. 1 minute. We got 1 minute. Pray.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for every ear that have heard and tuned in today, Father. We thank you, oh God, that this has encouraged their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you're moving mightily within their lives, God. We will yield to your presence.
Yes,
we will yield to your glory. God, have your way on the inside of us. Do what you have to do, God. Shift some things around concerning their situations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse their heart, God. Renew their mind. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen. Our time is come and gone, but tonight, all roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Cocoa, Merritt Island, wherever you're from. Come over, come cross,
come
through.
We want to see you.
We want to see you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.